Well, we want to kick it off, you know what I mean? It's coming into autumn. We can start wearing jackets. We can rug up a little bit. Maybe you can get, I don't know, a little bit more cuddly. We all like cute things, don't we? Little baby animals, cutest, I don't know, puppies. Have you ever seen a little baby pelican? They're maybe the cutest thing in the whole wide world. Lizards, I guess, I don't know. And of course, vermin, baby mice. I guess they have an incredible ability to melt our heart, despite the fact when they get a little bit older, their cuteness is very questionable. But researchers at UNSW have developed a microchip that's helped scientists study the regenerative potential, I should say, of heart cells in mice. There's a microchip and stuff which is in, I don't know, involved in the research and was, I guess, involved in the insides of the mice, which may help with similar developments for humans. Joining us now is Dr. Hossein Tavassoli, one of the lead researchers, and he's on the line to discuss. Hossein, are you there?
Yeah.
So thanks
good
so
morning.
Much. Yeah, good morning. Thanks so much for joining the show. I do appreciate your time. First off, do you want to give us a little bit of context as to what the basis of the study was initially?
Yeah, sure. So as you know, heart disease is the leading cause of death in the world. And researchers, cardiac researchers are trying to find a better way, a more effective way to treat heart disease. So one approach is heart regeneration. We know some animals have this ability to make a new heart. Yeah. Baby mice have this ability. So in the first 7 days of their life, when baby mice are born, if anything, if any damage happens to their heart, they can make a new heart.
Oh, wow.
So this, yeah, so this has been very interesting topic for researchers starting since like 10 years ago. It's not very old. It's like 10 years old, something like that. And it's important to study how these creatures, how these animals can do this. It was interesting for us to study how this is possible for them with this hope to translate it one day to human.
Yeah, absolutely. So there are microchips involved, and I guess from what you've just said, I'll take it that then the microchip doesn't go in to be in place of another part of the heart, similar to, I guess, like a pacemaker of sorts or something like that. It is in there just to overview what's going on and try to determine exactly. Yeah, do you want to tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, for sure. So that's when I talk about microchip, someone like my mother thinks the same thing that you mentioned. And she's like, do you want to put a microchip in my heart, in like people's heart? What are you doing? No. So what we do actually, you know, mouse heart is very tiny.
Mm-hmm.
So we can, okay, if I'm going to give you an example, mouse babies are very, very tiny.
Yep.
And then we have to do the cardiac surgery under the microscope. So their heart is very tiny, like tiny, tiny. It's like in the size of a sugar grain.
Mm-hmm.
So to study that particular tiny, tiny thing, we need to study the cells and isolate the cells from the heart tissue. So what I make, we made a microchip, which we can actually digest the mouse heart tissue and then run those cells through this microchip. And that microchip can sort those cells for us based on the type.
Right.
Then we can find those particular cells that they have this ability to remake a heart.
So was it encouraging then, the research into what we took from, I guess, what we saw in the hearts of baby mice, and might it be applicable to, I guess, us humans going forward?
Yeah, for sure. What happens actually, we and other research groups around the globe, we know one of those, if I can tell you, it's like a puzzle.
Please.
So we are trying to find different pieces and put them together. And what our microchip does actually, it makes it easier for us to find those puzzle pieces in a way that we can easily sort and study those heart muscle beating cells. There have been some other methods available, which has been very expensive, very time-consuming, and not so reliable. What we presented, our method is a very fast, cheap, and very reliable with a high yield of isolation. Like I can say, usually the current methods, if you want to isolate those mouse baby heart cells, they are like the isolation throughput is like 20 to 30%.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas our method gives us a throughput of, let's say, 90-95% for different mouse types.
I see. So I guess going forward then for, like I said, us humans, for heart health going forward, as you said, it's one of the leading causes or the leading causes of death kind of globally. If we're going to shift away from, the name escapes me, but when they take certain parts of the heart out and replace it with, I guess, things from your legs or whatever it is. See, it's been a while since I've done HSC biology, so please excuse the lack of knowledge. But if we're going to move then away to something or are we optimistic of having regenerative hearts ourselves, how do we go about that? Because it's not as if we can just switch hearts in and out or what does that look like, I guess, theoretically at this stage?
Right. Okay. So there are two approaches, which there are a few approaches, but my approaches and my team and my supervisor's team at Uni New South Wales is we believe we can have two approaches. We can either develop new drugs based on these properties of these cells.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say we know what happens, that switch on and off. So maybe we can develop drugs that they can do this in a molecular way for us. That's the first way. And the second way is knowing specific properties of these cells, we can develop cardiac patches and hydrogels and scaffolds for heart repair in human, again, based on these properties of mouse baby cells.
Great. And how far away might we think development like this might be?
Yeah, I know. I know the nicest answer is to say, yeah, we're very close.
Yep.
But I would prefer to be very realistic. It's a long way. Like I said, it's a puzzle.
Mm.
I would say in the last few years, the effort has been accelerated. But again, the safety is an important issue. So there are a couple of things that should be considered and deciphered more. But what I would say, if there's proper funding and more support, more financial support, researchers can do this in a faster way.
All right. Well, fingers crossed going forward. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Hossein. I really appreciate your time. And I guess good luck going forward. Hopefully sooner rather than later, we might see this be a reality for us, for you and me, and for all others.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jad, for having me. Thanks.
Cheers. Have a good week. That was Dr. Hossein Tavassoli, who was a researcher into kind of a study that put little microchips into the hearts of baby mice and I guess looked at the properties and how they regenerate and hopefully how this might become a reality for us going forward.